Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to get smarter because the two of the smartest mother and daughter teams in the world are with us right now. Barbara Pagano and her beautiful daughter, Elizabeth Pagano, are with us. And you've heard Barbara on the show before. Barbara's already a member of our Brain Trust, and she's a coach coaching individuals and organizations all over the world. She's the president of Executive Pathways, and many of you have either read about her or read the things that she has written, because she's been very prolific. And she and her daughter, Elizabeth, are the authors of The Transparency Edge, How Credibility Can Make or Break You in Business. And Elizabeth is an award-winning reporter, and the two of them are here right now. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And you're pretty excited because your lovely daughter's with us right now. Hi, Elizabeth.
I just love these words, lovely and beautiful. Keep using them, Jim.
Listen, this isn't my first rodeo with women, Elizabeth. I've been around the block a few times. I know how this works.
Good.
I really am. Thank you, Barbara. You know, every time you've been here, I've enjoyed having you here. But I've also said, you know, when are we going to get Elizabeth on here? And so thank you for bringing her to the show today, especially with regard to the topic we're going to talk about. Now, you guys, after 9/11, you guys said, you know what, let's go see what we're made of. Let's go see what we can accomplish together. And you guys took a trip, didn't you, Barbara?
We did. We sailed out of Pensacola Bay on a 43-foot boat, and we sailed for over 5 months and 2,000 miles. And Elizabeth will chime in here, and we want your audience to understand that this was a kind of a fixed-up boat, so we didn't have a lot of cushy stuff, and it also was a very steep learning curve for us. And I think Elizabeth will, you know, tell you a little bit about that.
So, Elizabeth, this was no sissy ride, was it?
It absolutely wasn't. In fact, we left. We had always done some sailing in our family, but Mom and I had always been second and third mates to the real captain in our family, my stepfather. And so we tried to learn as much as we could before we left, but it was a boat that didn't have a lot of the systems that other people had. We didn't have a water maker. We didn't have a single sideband. People called us purists.
Right. So it's official now. Neither one of you are girly girls. Is that right?
I'm a girly girl.
Are you a girly girl? Well, I don't know if you're capable of pulling this trip off. And but no sissies on this ride, though, right?
No, you know, Jim, it really was. We both went for different reasons. We weren't going to heal any kind of relationship. It was simply out there to see if we could do this. And my husband said, "Will you put a captain on board?" And I said, "You know, Herb, it isn't that kind of a trip. We just have to see if we can do this by ourselves."
But now, Elizabeth, your life could have been in danger. Your life was in danger, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we had to certainly be smart, and it was a risk, but I think,
I mean, the ocean's pretty unforgiving.
We always watched our weather. We made very good decisions, and our risks were calculated.
Now, Barbara just said you both went for different reasons. What was your reason for going, Elizabeth?
I was in my early 30s, and I guess was just looking to for answers of some major life kind of things. I was playing around with what to do with career and whether to get married and whether to have children and all those kinds of things. You know, some of those things that people face when they're in that age. And I was also looking for the adventure. It just sounded like a whole lot of fun to me.
And how cool is it to be able to do something like that with your mother?
Well, now, Jim, I had a lot of people say to me, there's no way I could be on a 43-foot boat with my mother for longer than 3 days.
I know a lot of people like that, too.
Not many people think that that was cool. Mom had a similar reaction about how could you spend it with your daughter.
So, Barbara, why did you go?
I simply went, Jim, because life was very, very good, but I could almost predict one successful day after another. I had not been afraid in so long. I couldn't even remember what being afraid was like.
Did you feel the need to be afraid?
I didn't feel the need to be afraid. I felt the need for a challenge, something, you know, my challenges in my businesses, in my business life were things that I probably knew that I could do.
And you wouldn't break a sweat on any of those, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And
yeah.
I certainly, you know, don't want to downplay that it was that's a very nice place to be. But
yeah.
I really needed that stretch. That
they got out of their
stretch.
Comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, they're going to tell us what they learned about being out of the comfort zone and how you and I can apply what they learned in our small businesses, not only the ones we have, but the ones that we want to have, or the next step that we want to take. 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back with Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone and says at last, just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to check out our blog and subscribe to my website, to my newsletter, I should say, while you're there. The Transparency Edge, ladies and gentlemen, that's the book by the mother and daughter team of Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano. And the two of them are with us right now, and they're talking to us about this comfort zone that they just completely broke out of. You know, Barbara, when you guys were talking about, especially when you were talking about what you were saying about your life and what you wanted to experience, I like to think of it this way. Be prepared to risk what you know for what you might learn.
That's a lovely way to put it. And I was thinking during break, Jim, about your audience. And one of the biggest wonderful learnings from this trip was the fact that I learned something. I mean, I learned two or three things or four or 15 things every day.
Mm-hmm.
New things that I didn't know. And I think when you're thinking about going into your own business, that learning curve of, gee, I don't know everything, but I know something, and then jumping on that learning curve, my, that can be exciting.
How fearful were you when you made this trip? And by the way, folks, they set out on a sailboat, a 43-foot sailboat, this mother and daughter team without all the comforts of home, and made a successful 2,000-mile, five-month trip. Together, just the two of them, neither one master captains, master sailors, but not in the beginning, at least they wound up being that, I think. But what were you fearful about when you started out?
I think Elizabeth probably needs to share her nickname for me, which I didn't care very much for.
Okay,
would you like
Elizabeth,
to do that, Elizabeth?
Reveal that to us.
Mom's nickname became Nervous Nellie, and she didn't like that very much, Jim. But see, now I knew
but
my
see, that's
mother
what
all
moms,
those years.
That's what moms do.
Well, but not up till the point I left on that trip with her. I had always known my mom as confident and capable because that's what she projected to me, a lot of like leaders do in organizations. But you know, you can't hide secrets on a 43-foot boat.
There's no place to put it, is there?
That's right.
No place to put those secrets.
That's right.
So Nervous Nellie, Mom, what did you think about that?
Well, you asked what I was afraid of, Jim. The navigation was extremely hard. The weather, when you get down in certain places in the Bahamas, you have to, read three different weather reports. We were listening in on a little tiny radio, sometimes not getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
We were sailing at night, often for two and three nights in a row. I was nervous and afraid about 80% of the time.
How much of it was maternal?
Maternal?
You were worried for your offspring, for your daughter. You know, that's a parent. That's an extra layer. Elizabeth, you talked about having children, you know, wondering if you were, you know, if you wanted to have children in the future. There's an extra layer of responsibility that all parents have, aren't there? Isn't there, Barbara?
There is, but I have to tell you, Jim, that I did not feel that. In fact, that was one of the things that I think makes us very successful business owners together today, is that the mother part of me really disappeared, and I began to look at my adult child as we did not declare a captain on this boat.
Ah.
So I was not.
See
the that?
See, guys, guys. See, that's only
I did not know any more than Elizabeth knew.
Only a girl. Trip could do that. Guys couldn't do that.
We had military people who absolutely had fits when they found out we did not have a captain on the boat.
Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth.
No, she's right. The military people, the men, just thought that was a real bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's. I would have given you the same advice. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Okay, but let me tell you what happened. When we did get into a situation, somebody would rise to the occasion, and it just happened that whoever it would be at that particular point in time would take over, whether it was the middle of the night.
I'm going to predict that if you had taken a guy with you who was even a superior sailor, it wouldn't have been as successful a trip.
Not for us and what we learned. I agree with that.
Elizabeth, what's the main thing that you learned on this trip and that we could apply? What did you learn that we can apply in our everyday businesses?
I learned two things, Jim. Number one, you've touched on, and that's exit your comfort zone. The flip side of that is that security is a myth. We all have to get comfortable with a little bit of insecurity, and that's okay. I think that the decisions we would make if we get a little bit more comfortable with that will be vastly different. So that was one important thing. The other thing that I learned was that you have to leave before you're ready. And we talk about that to audiences that, you know, had we waited until we learned everything there was to learn about a sailing vessel and all the systems and how to navigate it, we would still be at the dock today.
There is a break point for entrepreneurs, Barbara. Elizabeth, that's so well said. And Barbara, I can see your the buttons popping off of your shirt right now. You're so proud of your daughter. I know you are. But there's a break point for entrepreneurs when we have to say, okay, there are other things that I need to know, but I can't wait till I know everything to take this next step.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, what do you think?
And I think my takeaway was that everyone in your audience can do more than they think they can do. And I certainly learned that on the trip, that if you put your mind to it and you take the information that you have and you make some good decisions. Did we make mistakes? Absolutely. Audience out there, when they're thinking, gee, I don't know whether I can do this, they can do much more than they think they can.
Absolutely. Tin Till, we're going to be right back with our good friends Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano, the authors of The Transparency Edge, and a couple of ladies who made a pretty fantastic trip. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friends Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano, mother and daughter team, and the authors of The Transparency Edge. And I encourage you to find this book wherever books are sold. Right, Barbara?
Yes.
And your website?
TransparencyEdge.com.
We got stereo here, folks. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, it's TransparencyEdge.com.
TransparencyEdge.com. Now, Elizabeth, can they find? I know that you and your mother are doing. You're doing lectures and talks about what you learned and how you can apply this to the marketplace. Can they find out how to contact you if anyone would like to have you speak to their group?
Absolutely. It's on TransparencyEdge.com, and then our consulting firm is at ExecutivePathways.com.
ExecutivePathways.com. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. It's a great story. Okay, Elizabeth, what did you learn about yourself on this trip?
Gosh, Jim, I learned a lot about myself, but I think the biggest one was that, you know, you can go out looking for answers sometimes, but sometimes those answers might not come. And so what you have to do is just engage yourself in life and stop navigating up in the clouds. Get in there and get involved.
What did you learn that surprised you? What did you learn that you thought you already knew and you realized you didn't know? Or did you learn something that totally shocked you that you learned on this trip? Not just about, you know, not about the ocean or the dolphins or the islands, but about Elizabeth.
I think I learned that I really, the challenge of facing that was important to me, not only for that time, but carrying forward. I mean, it's been about 3 or 4, 5 years since that trip, but I tap into that daily. And so that moment, that challenge of that trip is something I carry forward, and it makes a difference in my life now.
Right. Barbara, what about you?
The one thing that I learned was how wonderful it was to be able to share 24/7 with an adult child. I think that all of us learn that we need to let our children go. But when you get them back and you do 24/7, you really begin to see them as the people that they are. And everything that we learned about each other and all of the, you know, with co-captain, we had a lot of discussions and there were a lot of slamming doors because when you don't have a captain, you have to talk a lot. But all of that communication and all of that feedback with one another, it set the stage for a very successful partnership. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, and I as a parent of adult children, I'm just imagining that you beaming, watching your daughter deal with the challenges, deal with the courage that it took to pull this off, and to be willing to spend that much time with you. I don't think either one of my children would want to spend 5 months with me, but that's got to make you feel good. But I got to ask you a question, Elizabeth. Did you take anything pink?
Pink?
Yes. Or lime green? Did you take any? I mean, did you not feel that you needed to make a statement? No pink or lime green?
Absolutely not. We loved being women. When we came into an anchorage and people saw two women on a boat coming in, we thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
And so you showed your pink off. Is that what you're saying?
And flowers and ruffles.
Oh my! I love this. I'm sorry I missed this. Have you got pictures? I need to see pictures of this.
We do.
Oh, we do.
A couple.
Elizabeth, last thoughts. We got about a minute left. What would you like to leave the audience with? What did you learn what else can we learn from you about this trip and apply it to our everyday small businesses?
Oh, golly. I think back to the getting comfortable with risk, to exit that comfort zone and to realize that sometimes you just have to leave before you're ready.
Barbara, one of the things I know you learned are some of the moments of greatness in our lives. What would you like to leave us with? 30 seconds.
A moment of greatness is when you do something that you think you cannot do. When you do that, you carry that with you. And so I encourage your audience, no matter what it is that they're thinking, gee, I wonder if I can do that, they should go out and do that because they're going to carry that with them, and they carry that with them back into being small business owners and being able to take the risk and do the job to be successful.
It's pretty cool when you find out what you're made of, isn't it?
Cooler Absolutely. Than ever.
Elizabeth, cooler is the other side of the pillar, isn't it? Give us the websites again, please.
TransparencyEdge.com and ExecutivePathways.com.
Have we ever had two cooler ladies than these two, ladies and gentlemen, on the show? Elizabeth and Barbara, thanks for being here. Barbara, congratulations on raising such a daughter.
Thank you. She's
Bye.
Awesome.
Bye, ladies.
Thanks,
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.